With us right now, Christine Bremer, who handled one of the lawsuits involving a wrestler that was with Wisconsin Rapids against the district. That's been settled now. How did that come about in settlement?
Well, the lawsuit had been heavily litigated. There were many, many depositions taken, lots of documents, and it was a lot of evidence that we had to look at in order to bring it to some conclusion. And after all the evidence was looked at, it was time to see if there was a way that we could come to some resolution, and we were happy that we were able to.
Now, this case took a long time to resolve, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It was a very difficult case, and it took a long time to resolve, and so we were very happy for our client that it came out to his satisfaction, and he feels very happy and vindicated as a result of the settlement.
I'm sure that the settlement and the dollars involved are really not the big issue. What you're really looking for is change in the culture of that wrestling program, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it was never for our client. Money was never even discussed. It was about a wrong being committed to a young high schooler who had a disability and who, you know, really was mistreated. And the courage that he had to bring it forward and let the school district know that he had been wronged and that he really wanted some change. And as a result of his, you know, courage in coming forward as a victim of really terrible conduct, he really made a change happen in the wrestling program, at the state champion wrestling program in our state in Wisconsin Rapids. And so he's very proud of that. And he feels now not only vindication, but also hope for the future. And he's regained his confidence that he had sorely lost.
Are you satisfied with the changes you've seen in the Wisconsin Rapids district as a result of this suit?
Any change takes time and effort and community support, and I think that in this circumstance, that's what we're looking at, and I'm satisfied that the school district decided to take the right action. It did take some steps to make a situation that hopefully will never happen again. I think one of the most important things was to shine a light on the fact that this terrible conduct was being accepted and that it shouldn't be, and so once that occurred, I think things really did change for the better, and we have outlined in our statement about the settlement all of the things that have changed, and they are many. But one of the most important was the fact that a guideline was put in place so that students in a wrestling locker room were never unsupervised again, and that there would always be adult supervision in a locker room so that the conduct that took place will never hopefully take place again.
And from what I understand, Wisconsin Rapids changed a couple of coaches and also had to put some guidelines in for bus rides, hotel stays, and other times when they are not with their parents or in the school building. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And so these things were not in place. And because of Josiah's courage and coming forward, they are in place. And you can imagine a young 115-pound freshman dealing with the state champion wrestlers and being bullied by them and still having the courage to come up and say something about it. And it took a great deal from him, but, you know, he's come out on the other side of it now. He's graduated from high school. He's got a scholarship to one of the finest universities in the country for the hearing impaired. And we're just absolutely very, very proud of him. He's got hope where he had no hope. He's got a future where he had no future. He's got confidence where he had none. So, really thrilled for him.
I'm going to take a guess that this particular case really grabbed you personally because of your past experience as a school board member and president and seeing it from that side as well as from your client's side of things.
Well, absolutely. I'm proud to say that I was the president of the Board of Education of the Wausau School District, and our Wausau School District, and especially the Wausau West wrestling program and both wrestling programs at both high schools, were phenomenal, and the coaching that we had from when I was there, Coach Dan Hine, was exemplary. And I think that seeing what I knew, how Coach Hine ran the program, and seeing what was going on with this young man was so upsetting to me personally that sometimes as a lawyer you take on cases that you just believe in, whether you think you can, you want to affect change, and it's not about money, it's about doing the right thing. And that's really what it was with Josiah, and we put in an awful lot of effort into this, and we're really happy with the way it turned out. We never really knew how it was going to turn out. Very risky case. These cases are very, very difficult to bring and win. But in this case, bringing it to this conclusion in a settlement was good for both sides, and we're satisfied that the changes that were made were changes for the better, and that really made all the difference.
What is next for both your client and for the school district? Is there anything still in the works that has to be resolved or taken care of?
No, we're all done. Josiah now looks forward to starting initiation in its wonderful new university in Washington, D.C., and the school district looks forward to hopefully bringing back a wrestling program they can be proud of and really hopefully winning some tournaments for Central Wisconsin.
I'm going to ask, does your client wish to be named at all in public, or does he wish to stay anonymous?
Well, he is an adult now in the eyes of the law, and so his name is evident in the pleadings, and he really isn't anonymous in the community, so, you know, people know who he is. I think that the other thing that I really would like to say is that this case was about bullying, and this case was not just about wrestling, although I heard from colleagues and lawyers all over the country who had been involved in bullying cases, and this wrestling situation was so unusual that people looked at it, and it caused school districts across the country to look at their own wrestling programs to make certain that bullying wasn't taking place in their programs and to revisit their policies and guidelines. And so from that standpoint, I think it had a really great effect on making people make certain that, you know, students that are in a wrestling program are not subject to bullying by the bigger boys that would have the strength and the power to bully if they wish to. So it's a great case about someone who is small, disabled, weak, really, and showed that he was stronger than anyone, and he was able to stand up, make a statement, and then stand behind it and fight, even though it was probably one of the hardest things in the world for him to do, and he did it. And now he's got a future, he's got a, you know, he's going to go on to college and go to a great school, and he's learned an awful lot about inner strength.